You are Locked On Balls, your daily podcast on the Tennessee Volunteers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Good Monday, everybody, and welcome into the Locked On Balls podcast, a part of the Locked On Podcast Network. It's your team every day. And today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Go on to BuiltBar.com, use that promo code Locked On, and you'll get 20% off your next order. I'm Eric Kane, the host here of Locked On Vols. You can follow me on Twitter at _Kaner. You can follow this podcast on Twitter at Locked On Vols. Again, it's your Vols content each and every day, Monday through Friday on weekdays, available wherever you get your podcast when you wake up in the morning. I encourage you to follow this podcast, follow myself on Twitter, like I mentioned, but also subscribe to rate, review, and to share this podcast to all your Vol-loving friends. It's a Locked On Vols podcast every day here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Guys, the show here today on a Monday, we're going to get you updated on the latest involving the defensive coordinator search. I know we have this conversation each and every day. I get it. You're annoyed by now. I'm annoyed by now. This should have been handled. This should have been done, solidified a week ago. I mean, it really should have been. But nonetheless, we'll give you the latest on where we are in the defensive coordinator search. That'll be in segment number one. In segment number two, highly touted quarterback prospect from Martin, Tennessee, Ty Simpson. He's a four-star ready quarterback, a top 40 player in the country. He is set to make his decision this Friday, and it's going to come down to Clemson, Alabama, Tennessee, and Texas A&M. There are some other schools that are said to be in the mix, but really the Clemson, the Alabama, and Tennessee, the three we need to pay attention to. And of course, Vol fans are kind of clinging to that as well, hoping that he comes to Knoxville. So, Ty Simpson, he joined 3HL. That's on 104.5 The Zone in Nashville. He joined Brent Daughtry and Don Davenport on Friday, went in-depth on each of the schools that are in his final decision. He touched base a lot on Tennessee as well. I want to play some of those comments that Ty Simpson had on the Volunteers. That'll be coming up in segment number two. And in segment number three, guys, we've got to talk about it. Another inconsistent performance from this Tennessee basketball team, falling on the road in Baton Rouge, 78-65. So that is your Monday show. And like I said, I hope that it will be a big week for Tennessee football, clinging to the fact that Tennessee football will hire a defensive coordinator. That's the show rundown here for today. So let's go ahead and let's get to it. Tennessee, the latest on the defensive coordinator search has circled back around to Matt House. That's been the chatter really all of Saturday and all of Sunday. There have been talks between Tennessee and Matt House, who is the linebackers coach for the Kansas City Chiefs. We believe that Matt House was contacted about the job initially back when the Chiefs were going through the playoffs a couple weeks ago, and it might have even been Super Bowl week. But nonetheless, I think Matt House kind of turned him away and said he's focusing on the Chiefs and, you know, kind of focusing on his job and trying to win a Super Bowl. And so Tennessee went on with its search and, you know, started discussing the possibilities of Al Washington and Josh Conklin and Tracy Rogers and all that. And now Casey Rogers, and now kind of circling back around to Matt House. I believe Casey Rogers, the VFL, turned Tennessee down. And I think Tennessee would still prefer Matt House over Josh Conklin. And remember, the head coach of Wofford, that's Conklin, his season starts this weekend. But let's learn a little bit about Matt House. If he is to be the defensive coordinator, again, he is the leader in the clubhouse right now. Let's learn a little bit about him. He is the leader in the clubhouse, according to multiple outlets. VolQuest believes that he's a name that's very much involved right now. We've seen other media outlets converging on Matt House and saying he's a guy that is being highly considered for the job right now. Don't know what the contract would entail. Don't know for how many years. Don't know anything about it. But, Matt House right now, this is a little bit about him. I mentioned he is the Kansas City Chiefs linebacking coach. He has been for 2 years now. His first season was in 2019. That first year, he had a linebacker group that accounted for 5.5 sacks, 275 tackles for Kansas City. The second year in a row that linebacker Anthony Hitchens led the team with 88, and he was a big reason for that production from Hitchens. But before going to Kansas City, he was the defensive coordinator for Mark Stoops at Kentucky. And he did a really nice job of recruiting while at Kentucky. I know there's been some reports out there that, you know, Stoops and House parted ways because House didn't really want to live in the recruiting 24/7 world that is being a college football coach. I don't know how much I buy into that. You know, there's two sides to every story, but he's brought in a lot of talent to Kentucky. He has recruited, he has coached, and he has developed a lot of all SEC linebackers that have been at Kentucky. But nonetheless, he, you know, helped that Kentucky defense improve to the point to where it carried the offense. More importantly, we remember back in the 2018 season when that Kentucky team was the best in program history. It was, it had an okay offense, but it had a really, really, really sharp defense. And of course, House was the defensive coordinator for that run. You know, while at Kentucky, they had three straight bowl appearances. His 2019 defense ranked sixth in the country in scoring. He was the defensive coordinator in his latter 2 years. The first year he was at Kentucky was the special teams coordinator as well as that inside linebackers coach. So he spent time at Kentucky coaching in the SEC, developing talent in the SEC, calling plays in the SEC. Prior to Kentucky, he was the defensive coordinator at Florida International. That was back in 2015, where his defense limited four opponents to two touchdowns or less. He finished the season ranked 16th nationally in red zone defense. That was back in 2015 at Florida International as the defensive play caller. Before that, he spent time as the DC in Pittsburgh for a couple seasons. I believe it was 2012 to 2014. And then when Pat Narduzzi came along, he was not retained. But while at Pittsburgh, he coached a guy by the name of Aaron Donald. Remember him? Drafted 13th overall by the Rams and has now been a three-time NFL Defensive Player of the Year. So not too shabby there. Before all of that, Matt House has coached on both sides of the ball. He's coached in the NFL. He's coached in college. He spent time as a quality control assistant for the NFL teams, you know, before trying to break in as an on-the-field coach. He did that with the Rams and was a strength and conditioning assistant for a couple seasons with the Panthers as well. So he has been around there for quite some time. He actually started his coaching career at Michigan State back in 2001 as a GA, and before that, he played at Michigan State as well. So that is a little bit of information on Matt House, who is the linebackers coach for the Kansas City Chiefs. Is he going to be hired? I don't know. I mean, I thought Al Washington was going to be hired. I didn't report anything, obviously, but I thought Tennessee was going to get to the finish line with Al Washington. I really did, because it's hard to turn down, you know, $1.2 million when you're making $500,000 to $600,000 coaching linebackers. And I get the reasons. We talked about it on last week's podcast. You want to wait for your right opportunity, but at the end of the day, money talks. I mean, let's just be completely real. As old Bert Bertelkamp would say, money that talks, but it didn't for Al Washington in this instance. So we'll have to see. I thought Tennessee was going to hire Al Washington. Al Washington decided to stay in Columbus, and then all the talk was moving on to, you know, Casey Rogers and Josh Conklin. And I believe Rogers prefers to be in the NFL. I think he likes the NFL. He just won a Super Bowl. I think he's banking on the fact that Todd Bowles is going to be another head coach at some point, you know, this in the near future. And if that's the case, Casey Rogers is going to be his defensive coordinator, just like he was for the Jets for those couple of seasons. So not a bad situation there. So the search continues to move on, and right now we are at Matt House. So we'll have to see. I mentioned that you know, Josh Heupel hired Jerry Mack as his running backs coach, offensive coordinator from Rice, former head coach of North Carolina Central for a couple of seasons. And he brought on Ronnie Garner to coach the defensive line. And Ronnie Garner is really only the name that has any pop, that kind of carries any weight on this coaching staff for normal football fans. Because, you know, let's be real, we don't know who, you know, Alex Golish is right now. We don't really know much about Alec Ellerby or Glenn Ellerby. You know, Cody Burns, I know he's been coaching the SEC for the last couple of years, but we don't know much about him. Everybody listening right now knows who Ronnie Garner is. You know, mostly everybody listening right now knows who Ronnie Garner is. I'm not saying Matt House would be a big-time splash name like that. I'm not saying Matt House, if he's hired, would be you know, bring as much pop as a Jim Chaney did when he jumped on Jeremy Pruitt's staff. I don't think it would be. But he does have experience in the SEC. He's recruited in the SEC at a high level. He's developed talent in the SEC, and he's called plays. And I like the fact that he's worked in the NFL as well. So we will have to see if Matt House, how these conversations continue to progress or not progress as we move on throughout Monday. But from everything that I've been hearing, from everything that I've read from other media outlets, these conversations are very much well into the, you know, negotiation part. What's a contract looking like? stages of that hiring process. So it looks like Matt House has extreme interest in Tennessee, and looks like Josh Heupel and Tennessee have extreme interest in Matt House. Thought we'd have a defensive coordinator by the time we did the show here on a Monday. I apologize. I really thought we did, but it looks like they could be pretty soon, and so we'll obviously have interviews, we'll dissect, we will talk about the hired defensive coordinator if it is Matt House. If it's not, whoever it ends up being, we'll have it all here for you right here on Locked On Vols. And guys, a whole lot to get into here tonight. And yesterday was a whole lot of fun. NASCAR return, the Daytona 500. I jumped in that action and I had a pretty good day. Tonight, we've got VFL in action. Tobias Harris will be on the road with the 76ers taking on the hottest team in the NBA right now in the Utah Jazz. The Golden State Warriors will be in action late tonight at 10 o'clock. The Clippers also hosting the Heat, late night action. And those Nets are awfully fun to watch right now with the addition of James Harden. They'll be taking on the Kings. So that's the NBA slate for the night. One top 25 team in action, or one top 25 team game that'll be featured. Two teams who are ranked, number 9 Virginia at number 17 Florida State. That'll be on the college slate tonight. And my point is, that is the slate for tonight. And if you want to have fun, BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, reality television, but there's a big basketball game slate tonight. Real-time updated odds and props, almost anything you can possibly imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. So head on over to the website right now or your mobile device to sign up today, and you can receive 50% off and a welcoming bonus on your first deposit if you use the promo code Locked On. Promo code Locked On for a 50% off welcoming bonus on your first deposit. That's a Bet Online. Bet Online, it's your online sports book expert. Back here on Locked On Vols, where we're telling you everything you need to know about the Tennessee Volunteers, but the rest of the sports world, let me tell you to check out right now that Locked On Podcast Network. It's got you covered with a brand new podcast called Locked On Today. It's hosted by Pete Bukowski, and it's got all the sports news you need every single morning in under 20 minutes. If you remember last week, I posted a bonus episode. It was actually the Locked On Today Thursday edition. Guys, it was 16 minutes, so you can listen to my daily podcast, which I very much encourage, and you need to share that too, and I also very much encourage you guys to listen to the new Locked On Today podcast. Subscribe to Locked On Today podcast wherever you get your podcast, just like Locked On Vols. Eric came back here on Locked On Vols, guys. I appreciate you taking the time to hang out with me here on a Monday. We went over the latest in the defensive coordinator search in segment number one. Now we're going to dive into a highly touted prospect here from the in-state at Martin, Tennessee. His name is Ty Simpson. He joined 104.5 The Zone's 3HL afternoon drive time show out in Nashville, and he caught up with Brent Daughtry and Don Davenport, and you know, broke down Tennessee and the things about Tennessee during a lengthy 20-minute discussion. Not only did he talk about the Vols, but he talked about Clemson and Alabama and a little bit of Texas A&M, and he talked about all of his top choices, but we're going to focus on what he talked about with Tennessee and, you know, his decision, his final decision. He is going to be committing Friday at 3 o'clock Eastern time on the CBS Sports HQ channel. It'll be at 3 o'clock in the afternoon at his high school. And so we're going to cover it here on Locked On Vols, of course, because he is an in-state prospect. He and Jeremy Pruitt and Jeremy Pruitt's previous staff and T. Martin, Jim Chaney, Chris Winkie, very much involved with Ty Simpson. There was a great relationship there. Those guys, Jeremy Pruitt got fired, a new coaching regime is coming in, and Josh Heupel has been working Ty Simpson in just the few weeks he's been on the job. Over 20 times the two have spoke, according to Ty Simpson. But Ty Simpson is incredible. He is a fantastic athlete. He's a guy that when Josh Heupel says you want to close the borders, keep everybody in state, it starts with Ty Simpson. He is a fantastic athlete, a solid arm, very, very smart, athletic. He can extend plays with his legs. He's a guy Tennessee needs, and he's a prospect where others will follow if he jumps on with Tennessee as well. But nonetheless, he's making his college decision on Friday. He caught up with Brent Daughtry and Don Davenport on 3HL over on 104.5 The Zone in Nashville, talked about the Volunteers, talked about his other programs that are going to be involved in his decision. And I want to play a couple of clips here for you. This is Ty Simpson when talking about Tennessee in general, where it kind of stands in his final decision process, and just what he has to think about Tennessee overall. This again was Ty Simpson on Friday's edition of 3HL.
One thing about it is the fans. I mean, I love Tennessee fans. They're very passionate, and you know they always have Tennessee back. You know, regardless if they go 0-12 or 12-0, you know they're always going to be there next year. But you know, I love the state of Tennessee. I love the University of Tennessee. And actually, I just got off the phone with Coach Heupel before I was on here, and getting to know those guys. You know, as soon as he got the job, he called me and was just like, "Hey, you know," introducing himself and just said, "You know, look, you know, I know I'm not Coach Pruitt, but I'm going to recruit you. And I want to coach you." You know, going through his quarterback development with Drew Locke, Dylan Gabriel, and Mackenzie Milton there at UCF. You know, I can definitely see myself going there. And you know, it was really cool, to see him say we're going to close down the borders here in the state of Tennessee, because you know these 22 guys here, you know, are the real deal, and we're very, very close. You know, we've known each other since middle school and elementary school. So being able to play with those guys at the same college, I mean, would be awesome. And, you know, get to play for our state university, I mean, you couldn't ask for anything better.
Couple things you really like there from Ty Simpson. He started off talking about the fans, and I echo those sentiments. Yeah, this fan base here in Knoxville and Tennessee, in this region, in this country, across the world, it's best fan base I've ever seen in sports. You know, in terms of passion and adrenaline, and you know, hashtag Vol Twitter, it's all over the place. It can be much at times. I'm not gonna lie, but nonetheless, you guys are freaking awesome. And so, you know, Ty Simpson, when you have a guy like that going on a Nashville-based radio show and talking up the fans of Tennessee, job well done. That's awesome. And that's what you want prospects to be talking about when, you know, Tennessee's in the running, and whether Tennessee, you know, comes down to being the school or not. So I like that he said that. He also talked about the class of 2022 and how those guys are very, very close. In covering recruiting for VolQuest, you know, I talk to these guys all the time. Ty Simpson, kind of like Caden Salter in the class of 2021, the stall that stirs the drink. Well, that's Ty Simpson. All those guys feed off Ty. They all feed off each other, but it all starts at the head, and it all starts with a Ty Simpson. So that was his comment on Tennessee overall. Here's another comment that he had when asked if he's been studying Josh Heupel's offense and if he would kind of like to play in that style of offense. Again, here's Ty Simpson.
As soon as he got the job, you know, that's the first thing I asked him, and he said, no, we can definitely do that. I wanted to know what his team was and what his philosophy was. And I think, you know, what he does is he spreads the field out so much, and it gives so much space for the quarterback to do what he does. You know, they're very creative in what they do. You know, I kind of compared him to Ole Miss this year. I think that's what their offense is going to be like. And you know how explosive Ole Miss's offense was this year. So I think they're going to be very creative in what they do because they spread the field out so much with those big splits, and then they're going to get some guys like Jalen Hyatt, Malachi Whiteman, and all those, you know, new wide receivers who are freshmen this year or last year. They're going to be good.
Gives the quarterback space to work with. Very creative in what they're trying to do offensively because you spread the field out. You go fast up tempo. Mentions guys like Jalen Hyatt, Malachi Whiteman, and how the wide receivers are going to be really, really good in this offense. So that was Ty Simpson on Josh Heupel's offense that he's bringing to Tennessee. And one more clip I want to play. Again, this is Ty Simpson catching up on 104.5 The Zone's 3HL Afternoon Show with Brent Daughtry and Don Davenport. This was Friday's show, and I'm playing comments now here on Locked on Vols. This is Ty Simpson on the relationship with Josh Heupel and his staff, and kind of comparing it a little bit to Jeremy Pruitt and that staff, because like I mentioned, that staff and Ty Simpson, very, very, very close. Has there been any lost ground for Tennessee since the coaching transition? Ty Simpson says, no, not at all, not at all. And that's a good sign, but here's more on that, the relationship with Josh Heupel, how that's going compared to the previous regime.
I've always, you know, loved Tennessee, you know, because of the university. You know, of course, Coach Pruitt, Coach Winkie, Coach Haney were, you know, one of my first offers, and, yeah, you know, I can't thank them enough for, you know, how much of a big part of my recruitment they've been in. But, you know, you also got to think, you know, you're going to the university to play for that university. You're not going to play for a coach, you know, nothing like that. Even though a lot of guys do that, It's just, you know, I don't go into it that way. So, you know, I would say that I'm back, you know, to trusting Tennessee. You know, I never lost trust in them, but, you know, I just know that me and Coach Heupel and Coach Golish and all those guys, if we, you know, if I went there, I feel like I would have an awesome relationship with them and I could just have fun. And that's what, you know, that's what the players there are telling me now, you know, J.T. Carver, Cooper Mays, all those guys who are there now are you know, telling me, Ty, you know, it's fun here. You know, we're going to win games because we all care about each other and, you know, we're all in it together. And that's, you know, that's what I like to see in a program like that.
You know, he mentions hearing from current players like J.T. Carver, Cooper Mays, and they're all saying it's fun. They're having a good time. They're working together and we're going to win some games. So that's pretty cool hearing coming from Ty Simpson. Again, all those comments from 104.5 The Zone's 3HL show in the afternoon with Brent Daughtry and Don Davenport when they interviewed Ty Simpson. I encourage you guys to go check out that entire interview. I'll put the link in the show notes. By the way, guys, anytime I have a guest on the show, I always link that guest to the Twitter page in the show details, in the show notes. So you guys can find my guest. You can find whatever article I'm referencing that I'm bringing onto the podcast. I put links in there all the time, and you can find Ty Simpson's Twitter account as well as that complete interview from 3HL that had Ty Simpson on the Friday show. That will all be in the show notes. So does Tennessee stand a chance in this? Yes, I believe it does. In my opinion, is Tennessee behind the eight ball a little bit? Yes. I mean, I know Ty Simpson said, no, not at all in terms of if Tennessee lost some ground in the race, but I mean, that's just natural, in my opinion, because you say goodbye to a coach that gave you an offer when you were in middle school, and you have to say hello to a new coach and a new offensive staff that you've only been able to talk to for 2 weeks. In my opinion, of course, Tennessee lost some ground, but Ty Simpson's saying all the right things, and Tennessee's still in the running. The fact that he will make a decision on this Friday, a little worrisome for me, because I know Josh Heupel's been trying, but Tennessee is, in my opinion, like I just said, fell back a little bit. I felt like if Tennessee was going to be the school, Ty Simpson wouldn't be committing this Friday. But I could be wrong. We'll have to see. Nonetheless, if Ty Simpson ends up choosing Clemson or Alabama, Tennessee's still going to call him, still going to text him, still going to send him graphic edits, still going to be recruiting him up until the early signing period. I mean, that doesn't matter at all. It's not like the two sides aren't going to talk anymore, but it's going to come down to Clemson, Alabama, Tennessee, and then Texas A&M, Ole Miss, Texas are also a little bit in the mix as well. That'll be on the CBS Sports HQ page, 3 o'clock Eastern time, for Ty Simpson making his college decision. And we'll recap it all on that next Monday edition of Locked On Vols. So, wanted to play those comments. Wanted you guys to listen to those comments. Said a lot of great things about the University of Tennessee, and that's pretty cool. And so I really wanted you guys to check those out and hear those out of Ty Simpson's mouth over there on 3HL. You know, Ty Simpson is an awesome, awesome quarterback prospect, and he's fit, he's athletic, he is lean, and he must be a big supporter of Built Bar, because, you know, those Built Bar bars, man, they are 100% chocolate, they taste fantastic, but they are so good for you. It's great for the health-conscious guy and gal. You can lose or maintain weight while indulging in the delicious treat. Bars are low-calorie, low-sugar, high in protein, high in fiber, and also really good for that keto diet you might be on right now. Check out just this flavor profile. I'll just go pick one of the bars right now. Let's look at the I talked about cookies and cream last week. Let's get coconut almond. 18 grams of protein, 180 calories, 5 grams of sugar, 5 grams of net carbs. Guys, that's healthy, and that's tasty. My mouth is watering right now just reading off this copy, because I'm about to take a little bite out of my Built Bar when I get off this podcast here in a minute. If you guys want to taste what I'm talking about right now, if you guys want to check out what I'm talking about right now, BuiltBar.com will have you covered, and use that promo code LOCKEDON to get 20% off your next order. Promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off at BuiltBar.com. A final segment here on Monday's edition of Locked On Vols, your team every day, a part of the Locked On Podcast Network. And guys, I don't want you to miss out on the biggest stories around college football. Monday's Locked On College Football host Candace Cooper is going to interview the local experts on the biggest stories from around the nation. So you can get the in-depth analysis and insightful breakdowns from those in the know every Monday on Locked On College Football. subscribe to Locked On College Football wherever you get your podcast. It's going to be a short and sweet final segment here of Monday's Locked On Vols. Eric Kane here at underscore Kane or at Locked On Vols on Twitter. I know we've had a fun show so far, talking a lot of Tennessee football, the latest in the defensive coordinator search, some insightful quotes from Ty Simpson when he joined 104.5's 3HL Friday afternoon programming. But we got to talk about what happened Saturday in the Bayou. It wasn't good, guys. We're talking consistency from one game to the next for this Tennessee basketball team, and that's something that has just not been here all year long. Is the talent here for this team to make a deep postseason run? Absolutely, the talent's there. But is the offensive consistency from one game to the next there? Absolutely not. It's not. And it was another sloppy performance on the road at LSU. LSU's a pretty good ball club. It's struggled here lately, but it's a pretty good ball club. But you can't allow the Tennessee Volunteer killer, which is Devonta Smart, to go 20. You can't allow the freshman in Cameron Thomas, who's having a fine season. Rob Lewis of AllQuest.com touched on that Friday, but he went for 25. You can't shoot 35% for the entire game, including 29% in the first 20 minutes of the ball game. Jaden Springer, third straight game with 20-plus points. I get that. That's solid. The keys have officially been handed over to the five-star freshman offensively. For the first time this season, you saw Rick Barnes go straight small ball, the small lineup. You had Epon starting at the five, Josiah Jordan James starting at the four. You had Jaden Springer, Santiago Vescovi, and Keon Johnson, three guards in that starting lineup. And hey, I'm a fan of that. That's a rotation Tennessee's gone to a lot over the course of the last couple of games. You saw success with it at Kentucky, success with it against Georgia. But it doesn't matter what lineup's in there. If you're shooting below 30% from the field in the first half, you're going to put yourself in a hole. If not, for a 10-3 run to close out that first half, Tennessee would have been in a double-digit deficit at the halftime. Only down by five at the half, but LSU jumped out of the gate 16-4 run, led by 12 in that first half at one point or another. From there, LSU handled the game in the second half. I mentioned how Cam Thomas continued to play the basketball he's been playing. Efficient from the field, 8 of 13 for Javonte Smart, 6 of 16 for Cam Thomas. All right, LSU was able to shoot over 50% in the game. Had 36 points in the paint. Actually did now rebound Tennessee, but I felt like really pushed Tennessee around in the paint. I guess that's, you know, kind of comes with the territory when you're playing a lot of small ball. And again, I'm for Rick Barnes going with this lineup because it's been working in the past. But you also saw Rick Barnes, and he said twice in media availabilities throughout the week that, hey, we still need John Fulkerson to accomplish what we want to accomplish. And I couldn't agree more. Fulkerson came off the bench, played 23 minutes. But again, John Fulkerson's just kind of been playing what he's been playing, you know, playing like the last couple of games. 2 of 5 shooting from the field, finished with 4 points, did have 5 rebounds, but ultimately wasn't a factor. And that's kind of what John Fulkerson's been a shell of himself really this entire year, but more importantly, the last, you know, 5-6 games compared to what we saw the second half of last year when he was playing like the best player in the SEC. We've seen John Fulkerson at his best, and now we're seeing John Fulkerson go back to what he kind of was the first couple of years on this roster. And I believe if Tennessee wants to accomplish what it wants to accomplish this year, you're going to have to need John Fulkerson. And, you know, Tennessee will likely start the smaller lineup again. You know, maybe not, but you're going to see the smaller lineup a lot. But you've got to get more of an effort from John Fulkerson off the bench when he plays 20-plus minutes if you're going to start this lineup. Epons finished with 3 points. You could see that his knee is clearly hurting him. And that's not a good sign for Tennessee because this whole lineup swap is pertinent for Epons because he's your eraser. He's your five in this lineup. But nonetheless, Jaden Springer continues to be that number one option, finishing with 21 points. That was good. The keys have officially been handed over to Tennessee's freshman. And we'll have to see exactly, you know, what kind of comes from it. But bottom line, you can't win any games when you're shooting less than 40% from the field normally. Tennessee shot 35% for the entire game, 41% in the second half, but again, 29% from the field in the first half. Tennessee was 8 of 27 for threes. 27 three-point shot attempts. What in the world are you doing? What are you doing? Josiah Jordan James shot the three ball six times. Way too many times. Keon Johnson shot it six times. Way too many times. Vescovi, eight times. Way too many times. When Tennessee shoots the ball from three that many times, you're not going to win a lot of ball games. You're really not. You're just not. So, offensively, again, a night to forget. Ligardi's got Tennessee clinging to a four seed right now following that loss to LSU in the Bayou. Tennessee's got to be consistent offensively if it wants to make any noise in March. Only two games above 500 right now. Now, that's not great. This team is too talented to only be two games over 500 right now. So we will have to see. We know, we talk about it after every basketball game. The talent's there. Just got to figure it out. Got to get better bench play from now, John Fulkerson. Got to get Eve Pons healthy. And you've got to find more consistency on the offensive end. And you cannot go through scoring droughts like we saw Tennessee do in the first half yet again against LSU, that we saw against Ole Miss, and a couple of other times so far this season. Tennessee will be back in action on Tuesday, when the Volunteers host South Carolina and then host Kentucky on Saturday, then are on the road next Saturday at Auburn. The Volunteers do have three slots available if they want to add some more games from now until the end of the season. Guys, it's been a blast. Excited for another week of Locked On Vols. Had a blast last week hosting for my first time solo as your new host here of Locked On Vols. You can follow this podcast on Twitter at Locked On Vols. You can follow me, Eric Kane, at underscore Kaner, every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. When you wake up, a new episode of Locked On Vols will be available wherever you get your podcast. It's a part of the Locked On Podcast Network. It's your team every day. Locked On Vols, guys. Have a great rest of your Monday.